Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd of Idea Dudes. In this show, we're going to discuss configuring application settings. Who am I? I've been in the industry for over 23 years. I've been working with the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, government, and companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So the ASP.NET platform allows us to be able to create web applications and run a script or code on the server to render HTML output to send to the client. So when you go in and you type in a website and you have a default page of default.aspx, what it's going to do is it's going to render the HTML out to the browser. And this could be an application like going to Amazon, an e-commerce site, and to Microsoft. Microsoft is using ASPX as dogfooding it, as we would say. This is based on input data. So the information, for example, I have a web application. When you go in and look at my demo for this section, you'll find out that I implement an application that is called Future Value. And what you do is you input the information and it comes back with a value for how much your investment is going to be for like a 401k or so forth. The ASP.NET can also have applications that are server side or are web services, allowing other applications to interact with them. Banking applications, for example, we can have a web service has an ASMX type extension. And when you're looking at technology and how it's changed, we used to use ASP or ActiveX controls. An ActiveX control can do anything that a human can do. Whatever you program the ActiveX control, you can make it do. It can format hard drives, it can copy files, it can do whatever you want it to do. Same thing as with a web service. A web service is consumed by the IIS server. And what it does is it provides the output, which it could be rules or whatever, to another application. So it resides on the IIS server. And we can get different applications like banking applications. We don't need to know how it works in the inside. All we need to know is how to connect to it. And so this is controlled by an organization, UDDI. And they deal with the web application, the ASMX web services. So you can get web services for anything. That's how Microsoft is starting to become open source, like a lot of the different companies that allow us to be able to go in and get applications and modify them and so forth. So with these different web services, we can implement it into our application and extend the functionality. So it's an ASMX extension. So installing the ASP.NET role service can be done through the server manager. You can also do it through the command line using package manager or the server manager CD. Now, if you use the server manager, then you won't be able to do this on a core server because it does have a GUI to it. But the package manager, that's what we use for installing on the core. The server manager CD is a .NET application that will not run on the server core. You do /W package manager, and then you do /IU:IS-WebASP.NET, and that will install the ASP web service or role service onto the web server. Now, one of the things that we can do is we can configure error messages. There's actually two types of error messages that we deal with. We have the custom errors, and we also have the detailed errors. And now the custom errors, if you've ever gone to a website and you get a 404, it doesn't give you anything. It doesn't say what to do. So the client will try to refresh, gets a 404 again, gets another 404. They'll never go back to that website again. But if you have a friendly error message that individuals understand that they can contact the company or whatever, then that makes it more amenable and people will come back to that website again. Detailed errors are used for developers so that we get exactly what failed at what point. So custom errors return friendly error messages to a client. Error messages match the application that it's called from. It's going to have the logos, it's going to have the contact information of who we're supposed to contact when they do have errors. Can include contact information, instructions on what to do. More detailed errors are used to return technical details to the browser. You can return detailed errors locally or to all users. This is helpful in a development environment and testing phases of the application. Troubleshooting tools for the web development. ASP.NET compilation and globalization settings are the next thing we're going to look at. Now, the compilation is just saying, okay, what type of languages are we using? And then globalization allows us to be able to make it so that we can convert our website into international. So you use the .NET compilation properties page to manage the ASP.NET application code configuration settings. So .NET compilation is a batch settings. Maximum file size that you can batch and maximum number of pages that can be per batch. Behavior settings, number of time resources are dynamically compiled before the application is restarted. And also it has a default programming language if you're using C# or VB. .NET globalization, now what this is used for is a process of internationalizing an application code. Localizing the application to other languages and cultures. So for example, if we have an application that's done in Mandarin Chinese, well, what it has is with Mandarin Chinese, there's going to be different changes to the actual numbers, currency, and so forth. So it makes it possible to translate, store, and retrieve present application content for any application content for any locale. This is using the same application code, so you don't have to go in and make changes to the application code. This is actually going to translate it for you. This includes time, currency, telephone numbers, any of the different things that are going to be changed based on the locale. Now, the .NET framework globalization settings, you have the culture settings, such as the UI, which is the user interface culture. And encoding settings such as encoding for response headers. Next thing we talk about is session state. In session state, if you've ever gone to Barnes & Noble or eBay or Amazon or any of those different sites, say you put information in a cart, you go and do some research on Google and come back, that information is still there. Well, that's because of session state. Session state is it configures the behavior of information maintained across browser sessions. ASP.NET session states lets you store, retrieve values for a user as they navigate different ASP.NET pages. Pages and controls is the next thing we look at, and they control the behavior of ASP.NET pages. It sets how ASP.NET pages and controls will be compiled. They define the namespaces that are included for each page. Define the session and state validation settings. ASP.NET connection strings are going to be used for connecting to databases. So you manage a list of connection strings used by the managed code application, SQL Server, or you can do custom connection strings for uses in an application. So we can connect to, say, Access. So an Access database, we can connect to an Access database. Now the machine key, this is configures encryption decryption keys used to help protect forms authentication cookie data. It's page level view state data that verifies out of process session state identification. Web forms, what you need to do is you need to make sure that configuration files on each of the server have the same values for the validation keys and decryption keys. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comments box below. Thank you for your time, and thank you for letting me into your world and talk to you about technology. Tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Bye-bye now.